Welcome to China in Focus. I'm Tiffany Meyer. Our top story. Law enforcement officers arrest two Chinese men for allegedly smuggling counterfeit goods from China. The details of the scheme based on the findings of a federal probe. Ripple effects from President Trump's tariffs on China, gold prices hitting record highs, and a look at how more companies plan to move production out of China. Taiwan expresses interest in buying natural gas from Alaska, the island looking to narrow its trade surplus with the U.S. And New York State bans Chinese AI chatbot DeepSeek from state devices. This as lawmakers push a bill through Congress to ban the app on all official devices. Before we dive into today's top story, we'd like to share an important update. You can now catch China in Focus on Genjing World every Tuesday instead of YouTube. We'll publish the link in the description box down below at that time, or you can search China in Focus at genjingworld.com. Two Chinese nationals living in Los Angeles are under arrest for allegedly smuggling counterfeit goods from China. According to court documents, law enforcement officers seized significant quantities of dupes, including luxury handbags, footwear, and nearly 43 pounds of an illegal drug. Both defendants were charged with conspiracy and illegally removing goods from customs custody. One of them was arrested as he was boarding a flight back to China. U.S. prosecutors accused the two men of carrying out a cargo swapping scheme by the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach. Here's how they reportedly did it. According to court documents, the defendants would first identify cargo ships that had been flagged by U.S. Customs for a secondary inspection. Then they'd direct those vessels to unauthorized locations. Once the ships reached those off-site locations, the defendants replaced the contraband inside the ships with filler cargo and sent the ships back to the customs for inspection. The scheme allegedly dates back to 2023. A criminal complaint filed against the pair condemned them for deceiving customs officials and evading U.S. laws. Attorney Joseph McNally also condemned the two Chinese nationals, saying that they exploited the U.S. trade system and endangered U.S. businesses and consumers. Court documents know that the counterfeit goods tied to the scheme were found bearing brand names like Christian Dior and Prada. As of last Thursday, federal officials have seized more than $1.3 billion worth of contraband tied to these schemes. If convicted of all charges, the men could each face up to 15 years in prison. Gold soared to a new high after China imposed retaliatory tariffs on exports from the United States. The precious metal is in high demand as central banks and investors increase their gold reserves in anticipation of a U.S.-China trade war. According to a February 5th report by the World Gold Council, global investment demand for gold increased by 25% year-on-year in 2024, reaching a four-year high of 1,300 tons. Central banks increased their gold holdings for three consecutive years, totaling more than 1,000 tons last year. Early last month, Goldman Sachs revised its gold price forecast to reach $3,000 per ounce by mid-2026, half a year later than its previous outlook. Trump's tariffs are having an instant impact. The maker of Sharpie pens says it will shift some of its production out of China after Trump's sweeping 10% tariff. Newell Brands CEO said on Friday the company is aiming to reduce its reliance on Chinese suppliers. It's following its unexpected quarterly loss forecast. Its shares fell almost 30% on the news. Newest manufacturers and sources products from China. By the end of the year, it plans to bring down the cost of finished goods imported to the U.S. by a third. The company also makes Rubbermaid Tupperware and Graco children's products. Taiwan is expressing interest in buying natural gas from Alaska. This as the island seeks to mitigate its trade surplus with the U.S. and avoid tariffs from the Trump administration. According to Taiwan's central news agency, the island's largest state-owned petroleum firm, CPC, is already in talks with an Alaskan company. Officials said CPC is willing to ramp up purchases of American natural gas. Last Friday, President Trump said he plans to impose reciprocal tariffs on many economies this week, but no word yet on which country he's going to target this time around. He also floated the idea of taxing foreign-made semiconductors, one of Taiwan's most strategic industries. The island reported an 80% surge in its trade surplus with Washington last year. That number was largely driven by high demand for tech products like advanced microchips. On the energy front, Taiwan relies heavily on foreign fuel sources, but less than 10% of its natural gas comes from the U.S. Meanwhile, Alaskan Senator Dan Sullivan is urging U.S. allies in Asia to support a $44 billion gas project in his home state. He said it'll be a great opportunity for Japan, South Korea, and Taiwan. Sullivan added that if these countries aren't interested in investing, China would be. Next, the State Department is condemning a Beijing intimidation campaign against New York-based company Shenyun Performing Arts. The department is calling for measures to ensure freedom of expression and to stop transnational suppression of faith.
Shenyun Performing Arts was founded by Falun Gong practitioners living in the U.S., some of whom fled the Chinese Communist Party's persecution against their faith over two decades ago. The art group's mission is to revive traditional Chinese culture, which was nearly eradicated under CCP rule. Besides that, artists with Shenyun also hope to raise awareness of the ongoing persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China. However, since Shenyun's founding in 2006, the company has faced non-stop efforts by the CCP to sabotage its performances, using economic and diplomatic measures to pressure governments and theaters to not host the performing arts group. That campaign has recently escalated in intensity, with suspected CCP operatives sending dozens of emails with bomb and assassination threats to theaters, to Shenyun itself, and to members of the U.S. Congress who support Falun Gong. A State Department spokesperson told the Epoch Times, quote, "We condemn such acts of intimidation and urge protection of the right to free expression," adding that the department urges the Chinese Communist Party to end its now 25-year campaign to eradicate Falun Gong.
The state of New York taking aim at Chinese AI chatbot DeepSeek Monday. Governor Kathy Hochul said New York government employees are now banned from installing DeepSeek on state-issued devices. That's out of security concerns. The decision comes after Texas imposed a similar ban. Congressmen are pushing a bill to ban DeepSeek from all official devices. One of the sponsors, New Jersey Rep. Josh Gottheimer, says China has tried to infiltrate the U.S. through software many times. NTD's Washington correspondent Jack Bradley has the story.
The No DeepSeek on Government Devices Act would ban the Chinese AI application on all official devices. Now it's being led by Democratic Congressman Josh Gottheimer and Republican Congressman Darren LaHood. And they say that there are significant privacy risks, particularly with user information being accessed by the Chinese regime.
With DeepSeek and the Chinese government literally putting into their code an ability to capture data on Americans, on their searches, on their private and either private documents that they're using DeepSeek for.
It's the same reason TikTok received overwhelming bipartisan support in Congress to ban the app. Now, China's 2017 national intelligence law requires that all Chinese citizens and business people to provide literally all data to the party. DeepSeek's privacy policy itself says that it collects user information, including any text or audio the user provides. DeepSeek also self-censors information about the Chinese regime's human rights abuses and expresses loyalty to the Communist Party.
China has a plan to replace the United States, and they're working at it every single day. They want to beat us technologically, militarily, economically, diplomatically. And again, it's interesting on DeepSeek, you will never see any criticism of Xi Jinping, of the Communist Chinese Party. You won't see any support for Taiwan and their freedom and opportunity there.
And the U.S. is not alone here. Canada, Australia, Belgium, Italy, South Korea, and Taiwan have already put major restrictions, if not outright banned, DeepSeek on all government devices. Jack Bradley, NTD News.
Given the wave of action being taken against DeepSeek, what security concerns surround the AI chatbot? NTD spoke to Tony Perez for insight. He's a cybersecurity expert and founder of NetLock.
Tony, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So first, a new report from the American Security Project reveals that financial and political ties exist between DeepSeek and the Chinese Communist Party, and governments from Washington to Seoul are working to ban it from their official devices. What are some security concerns surrounding this app?
Well, I think the concerns are appropriate. There was a rush by American developers and other citizens to use DeepSeek to see what it has, but they don't realize that it is a vehicle for the Chinese to gather information that can be used against us. So I'm totally aboard on trying to ban DeepSeek.
And as well, we know that the technology's cloud operating system is supplied by Inspur, which is identified by the Department of Defense as a Chinese military company. Considering its AI capabilities, what risks does this pose, and how might the Chinese regime exploit user data?
Well, I think there's great risk, but in one sense, I think the Chinese have done us a favor. One of the things that, and what I mean by that, it really has awakened the American AI effort to move forward and be the leader in this area. They know that the Chinese now are very close to us, and they're using internal weapons to work against us. So I'm actually glad that they did it, because now I think we will respond in a very constructive way to protect the country.
And we are seeing investments from the administration and private sector into AI. And we also know that DeepSeek has significant Chinese state-backed investments, including substantial funds from a state-owned commission inside China. Given this, do you think there should be a national ban in the U.S. or a bill similar to the one targeting TikTok here?
You know, national bans can be effective. I think it's more effective to spend our energy supporting our our AI tech leaders and our technology people to counterattack Japan in those areas that are being exposed. I have spoken to engineers that have gone in DeepSeek and have actually broken into it very quickly within a few minutes. That being the case, we can learn not only the ones that have been identified right now as supporting that particular product, but we can learn even more. So there has to, I would prefer a way of being able to investigate what's going on, but not allowing it to be used by the general population.
Well, much scrutiny needed here. Tony Perez, thank you so much for your insights.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye.
Coming up, thousands protest in London opposing plans for a Chinese mega embassy. It would become China's biggest diplomatic mission in Europe. But protesters say it could be ripe for espionage and transnational repression. And India's prime minister is headed to the White House for talks with President Trump. The leaders are expected to discuss trade, defense, and how to counter the China threat. That's coming up. Welcome back to China in Focus. I'm Tiffany Meyer. Thousands gathered in London on Saturday to oppose plans for a Chinese mega embassy. The project would become China's biggest diplomatic outpost in Europe, and its planned location isn't far from the financial heart of the city. Protesters are warning about the threat of spying and transnational repression. NTD's international correspondent Malcolm Hudson was at the protest.
I'm here outside the proposed site for a Chinese super embassy in London. Four British politicians and thousands of people from around 30 diaspora groups have come here from across the whole country to oppose the plans and show that this site is not suitable or safe to accommodate protests of this size, both now and going on into the future.
Among the thousands include Hong Kongers and Chinese, Tibetan, Taiwanese and Uyghurs, as well as local residents, holding placards saying, CCP is watching you, stop the mega embassy. The historic site used to be the site for the United Kingdom's official maker of British coins, Royal Mint. It's 10 times bigger than China's current London embassy and almost twice the size of China's facility in Washington. Shadow Justice Secretary Robert Jenrick warned of the risk to British national security.
We are not going to give this great building behind us to the Communist Party of China. No, it's the wrong site, the wrong process, and it's wrong for our national security.
The proposed embassy could be used as a base for Chinese interference. Former Security Minister Tom Tugendhat warned of the impact for those already living on British soil.
The reality is we're already seeing transnational repression conducted here by the Chinese state. We're seeing Hong Kongers and Chinese students who are being threatened and silenced here in the United Kingdom. We need to make sure they're able to express their views freely and enjoy the freedom that anybody else in the UK should have.
More than this, though, former Conservative Party leader Ian Duncan-Smith said Britain's security services have objected to the embassy plans.
For good reasons, the cables that run back and forwards, Canary Wharf, the City of London, also down the road to government, all of that is vitally important. This is not the place you put an embassy, and it's certainly not the place you put an embassy which is the representative of a government that is brutal, genocidal, and is a threat to Western democracy.
China bought Royal Mint Court in 2018. The embassy plans were rejected twice by the local council in 2022 and last month. The Metropolitan Police also objected over concerns there was not enough space for large protests. It said protests would seriously impact traffic at a major road junction in the city. But it dropped its opposition last month after the UK's central government took over the embassy planning application at Beijing's request. Britain's new Labour government has been seeking to forge closer trade ties with China. And that's worrying protesters.
Human rights cannot be traded off for a short-term gain for economic benefit.
A regime that capable of committing genocide and crimes against humanity shouldn't have a place in the heart of London.
A public inquiry led by the Planning Inspectorate begins on Tuesday. After it concludes, the final decision over the embassy plan rests with Housing Secretary and Deputy Prime Minister Angela Rayner. Malcolm Hudson, NTD News, London.
Next, India's Prime Minister Modi is set to fly to Washington for talks with President Trump on Wednesday. They're expected to talk trade as well as how to counter economic and military threats from China. NTD's Flora Hua brings us the story.
India's Prime Minister Modi is among the first world leaders to meet with Trump. One project the two leaders are likely to discuss is the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor, or IMEC. That's a multinational infrastructure initiative, an alternative project to counter China's Belt and Road Initiative. China's BRI has been viewed as a tool for Beijing to spread the Chinese regime's influence, while it's strategically using large loans to push foreign countries into debt. The U.S. sees this approach as a debt trap diplomacy. And now China is looming over key waterways, such as the Malacca Strait and the Panama Canal, through the BRI. It's raising concerns about global security among the West. Compared to China, India's foreign policy leans more toward Western countries, including the U.S. and Israel. India is a strategic partner to the U.S. in Asia. During his meeting with Trump, Modi is also likely to show interest in procuring more weapons and other defense supplies from the U.S. This move is not only aimed at balancing the trade deficit with the U.S., but also at enhancing bilateral defense cooperation. Flora Hua, NTD News.
That's all for today's China in Focus. I'm Tiffany Meyer. If you have any feedback on the show or have something you'd like to see us cover, send us an email at chinainfocus@ntd.com. We'd love to hear from you. For on-the-clock original news coverage, visit us at ntd.com or download our NTD app. Thanks for watching. See you tomorrow.